In this week's Parsha, Acharei, we learn in detail about the Avodah, the service of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. In fact, on Yom Kippur every year, this is the Parsha that we read in the morning, detailing again that the Avodah of this special day. Now, one of the interesting mitzvahs of this day pertains to the garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear. Much earlier in the Torah, we learned that the Kohenim and the Kohen Gadol had special garments that they had to wear when they did their Avodah. The Kohen had four basic garments, primarily made out of linen, that every Kohen must wear when they do their service every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol had an additional four. In other words, the Kohen Gadol wore eight garments, and the additional four were much more ornate and extravagant, and there's a lot of gold in them. And these were the eight garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear every day whenever he would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this was a very strict halacha. A Kohen must wear the four garments, a Kohen Gadol must wear the eight garments, and if they wouldn't, then that Avodah, that service, would be totally invalidated, and they would be culpable of punishment. When it comes to Yom Kippur, though, there's a big difference. And here, in all of the Avodah, all of the service where the Kohen Gadol would go into the Holy of Holies, as we know, only on Yom Kippur, once a year, do the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the innermost chamber of the Beis HaMikdash. So any service that brought the Kohen Gadol into the Holy of Holies, he would not wear the additional four garments that were unique to the Kohen Gadol. He would only wear the four basic garments that every simple Kohen would wear. That's what the Torah says very clearly. The Torah doesn't give a reason for it. The Torah says that as a fact, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would only wear the four garments of a regular Kohen during those services that he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the reason for this? So Rashi brings from the Gemara, based on a Talmudic statement, of Ein Kateger Nase Saneger. Literally, that means that a prosecutor cannot become a defender. And what does that mean? Yom Kippur is the day that the Kohen Gadol is going in to intercede on behalf of the Jewish people for atonement. It's a day of kapara, day of tshuva, day of atonement, as it was then, as it is till today. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol is davening, is praying, is effecting atonement for all the Jewish people. Now, gold is considered a prosecutor. Why is that? Because gold is connected with sinfulness. The first primary sin after the giving of Torah was the golden calf, the Chet Egel, which happened because, or through, an abundance of gold. They made a golden calf. So gold is connected somehow with sin. And therefore, that's considered like a prosecutor against the Jewish people. That represents sinfulness. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is coming to bring about atonement, to beg for atonement, to daven for atonement for the Jewish people. So he's trying to defend them. And here the Gemara says, the prosecutor cannot be used to defend. You can't come in wearing golden garments to beg for mercy and atonement for the Jewish people, because the gold is the prosecutor, and the prosecutor cannot become the defender. That's what the Gemara says. And that's what Rashi brings in this Parsha. Now, this explanation alone leaves room for additional explanation. Because, for 2 points. Firstly, I mean, if gold is sinful, if gold represents sin, why is it ever good? I mean, every day of the year, even if he's not trying to affect atonement, still, gold represents sinfulness. Why should it be allowed in the Beis HaMikdash altogether? And secondly, this idea that the Kohen Gadol has to wear golden garments every day of the year is extremely important. As we said, the Torah says earlier that this is lekavod ulesifares. It brings out the glory, the beauty of the Kohen Gadol, the beauty of his avodah, of his service. And that's why, as we said, if the Kohen Gadol is missing any of that normally, the avodah is totally invalidated. So how is it that on Yom Kippur, because of this reason, that gold has some type of a represents sin, sinfulness, so therefore because of this, the Kohen Gadol shall lose the honor, the beauty, the splendor of being a Kohen Gadol, with all the importance attached to that? What's the deeper message, what's the deeper idea that we can take from all of this? And the Rebbe explains it in the following beautiful way. He says, every person, all of us, operate really on two basic levels. There's our more external levels, the more external parts of our neshama, of our soul, and there's the deeper, innermost levels of our soul, of our neshama, of who we are. On the more external levels is where we have our accomplishments, our achievements, our special talents, as well as our failings. All of that is on the more external level of who we are. One accomplishes more things and greater things and more unique things. One has perhaps greater failings than another. But accomplishments, achievements, and failings are all on the more external levels of who we are. As we dig down deeper and we come to our innermost selves, the deepest parts of our neshama, there is just pure simplicity. There's the pure simplicity that's connected directly to Hashem, where one feels they're just they're here to do Hashem's bidding, a servant of Hashem. It's beyond one's own personal accomplishments or failings. And this is where Yom Kippur comes into the picture. In order for a person to effect atonement on their failings, on their sins, on their shortcomings, is by going down to that level of our neshama, going down to the innermost levels of our neshama, revealing that inner simplicity, that oneness with Hashem. It's interesting, when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the greatest Jew of all time, and we talk about his greatness, and Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, Moshe should rejoice, ki eved nemon karos aloi. That he's considered the simple, trustworthy servant of Hashem. The greatest of all people, at the end of the day, what's his greatest, most innermost, holiest point? Is that he's an Evan Nemon, a simple servant to Hashem. And the same is with each and every one of us. So when we're trying to effect atonement for our failings, is by going down to that place of total simplicity, total being just a basic servant of Hashem in this world, a basic extension of Hashem in this world. And that's really what's going on in Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol goes to the Holy of Holies, or the innermost place of the Beis HaMikdash, on a personal level, going to the Holy of Holies and going to the innermost place of our soul, means to dig down deep to find that place of simple purity and simplicity. And that's represented in those simple garments of the Kohen Hedyot, the simple Kohen. Of course, throughout the year, there's place for the beautiful and honorable garments of the Kohen Gadol, representing his greatness and his holiness and his achievements. And that's all true. But not on Yom Kippur, when he's going to the Holy of Holies. When one is trying to effect purity, atonement for themselves and for everyone else as the Kohen Gadol is, it's only by going to that place of total beauty, simplicity, and holiness, where there isn't place for anything external, anything extravagant external, and that's where the failings fall away as well. And that's why then he wore only those four garments of the Kohen Hedyot, the simple servant of Hashem, because that's where purity and that's where atonement ultimately comes from.